Morning Watch. The Intrinsic Significance of Deuteronomy, a Book Concerning Christ. Friday. Related Verses. Psalm 119:9-57-59-88. With what should a young man keep his way pure? By guarding it according to your word. Jehovah is my portion. I have promised to keep your words. I entreated your favor with my whole heart. Be gracious to me according to your word. I considered my ways and turned my feet toward your testimonies. Enliven me according to your loving kindness, and I will keep the testimony of your mouth. John 6:63. It is the Spirit who gives life. The flesh profits nothing. The words which I have spoken to you are spirit and are life. John 16:13. But when he, the Spirit of reality, comes, he will guide you into all the reality, for he will not speak from himself, but what he hears he will speak, and he will declare to you the things that are coming. Ephesians 6:17-18. And receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which Spirit is the Word of God, by means of all prayer and petition, praying at every time in Spirit, and watching unto this in all perseverance and petition concerning all the saints. 1 John 5:6. This is he who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not in the water only, but in the water and in the blood. And the Spirit is he who testifies, because the Spirit is the reality. The law is not only a list of divine commandments, it is the living Word of God, which infuses God's substance into those who lovingly seek him. If we consider the Ten Commandments only as laws, and then try to keep them, we are not proper in our approach to the law. On the contrary, we should be those who love God and seek him. In this matter, we should be like Paul in Philippians 3, one who was pursuing Christ out of love and even running after him. Out of love for the Lord, we should pursue him, contact him, and abide in his presence, dwelling together with him. If we do this, day by day we shall be infused with God. Then automatically we shall walk according to God's law. We should keep the requirements of the law, not by our own efforts, but with what has been infused into us of the Lord through our contact with him. Once we have been thoroughly infused with God's substance, he himself from within us will keep his own law. We should not regard the law simply as his commandments, but as the word of God and the testimony of God, which not only express him, but also infuse his substance into those who seek him in love. In Psalms 119:19, we see at least 26 functions of God's law as his living word to those who lovingly seek him. The word of God gives us light. It also gives life. If you read Psalm 119 carefully, you will notice that the word enliven is used a number of times. The Hebrew word rendered enliven, like the Greek word, means to give life. The Word of God gives us light. Then it enlivens us, quickens us, gives us life. Therefore, we live by the living Word. That is, we live by God himself. Another function of the Word of God is to restore man's soul and rejoice man's heart. We need to be not only enlivened by the Word, but also restored by it, especially when we are depressed, suppressed, or oppressed. After working all day at your job, you may be under the oppression of Satan and may be in need of restoration. On your way home from work, take time to read, pray, and sing the Word. You will find that the Word will restore your soul and cause your heart to rejoice. As the Word of God nourishes us, it upholds us. The Word holds us up. It also keeps us safe and causes us to hope. When we experience the function of the living Word, we shall not be without hope. Rather, we should be hopeful in all things. In Philippians 1:20, Paul could speak of his earnest expectation and hope. The Word of God also causes us to enjoy God as our portion. If we would enjoy Christ as our portion in the Word, we should not only study the Word, but receive the Word in a living way by praying, singing, psalming, and thinking. Through the Word, we enjoy God's countenance and the shining of His face. While the children of Israel were in fear and trembling at the foot of Mount Sinai, Moses was on the mountaintop enjoying the shining of the Lord's countenance. Our situation should be that of Moses on the mountaintop, not that of the children of Israel at the foot of the mountain. We should be on the mountaintop under the shining of the face of God. The Word of God also keeps us from stumbling, establishes our footsteps, and causes us to overcome iniquity. No iniquity will have dominion over us. Instead, we shall conquer all evil things, for the Word of God will make us conquerors, overcomers.